This is KUTX's Jody Denberg, and I'd like to welcome you to a celebration of Paul Ray. For the next half hour, we'll highlight Ray's extraordinary career as a DJ, as a musician, and as an Austinite. We're going to talk to the people that knew him best, bandmates like Jimmy Vaughn and Denny Freeman, fans like Yves Moncey and Alejandro Escovedo, and of course, we're going to hear a lot of great music, and that's a perfect place to start. Because for a lot of people in Austin, Saturday night begins like this.
It's 12 time! Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Alvin Cash's 1963 hit, Twine Time, the anthem and namesake for Paul Ray's beloved radio show, which has run on KUT and later KUTX for almost 40 years.
This is Paul Ray, your host for Twine Time. Every Saturday night from 6 to 9 o'clock, it's rhythm and blues, rock and roll, rockabilly, soul music, R&B, and all of its permutations and combinations. Tonight, back to school.
Ray was born in Dallas in 1942, the 11th of 12 children. He credits his older siblings, especially his sister Harriet, for turning him on to rhythm and blues and rock and roll.
And they'd have these parties on the patio next door, and I'd go over there and start picking out records to play, and they'd all dance and do whatever they did, teenagers, and I was just this kid.
One day, Harriet brought home a record that blew all the others away.
Going to the River, Fast Domino. Still my favorite bands. It was just like that piano, that voice, just the whole thing just had that driving beat by some guy walking down toward the river like he's really going to jump in. Of course, Fats would be pushing the piano in first.
Ray also specifically remembered putting the Drifters' 1954 version of White Christmas on the family hi-fi and his father's angry reaction.
He grabbed it off of the turntable and said, "This is sacrilegious." Yeah, White Christmas by a Jewish guy, sung by a bunch of African-Americans. And yeah, he didn't like that. He thought it was sacrilegious. He broke it trying to get it off the turntable. So that's kind of the message from him.
Sleigh bells in the snow, the snow, but then I am dreaming.
Despite the disapproval, Ray kept soaking up the music. He learned everything he could about each artist by studying the label on the record, committing the date and songwriters to memory. In the late 50s, artists like Ray Charles were blurring the lines between rock and roll, R&B, and gospel, and Paul Ray was taking note.
First time I heard What I Say driving in a car, and that song came on, and my buddy Chuck Robinson reached over and turned up the volume, and all the silliness stopped, and everybody just was just butt rocking in the car and just going, "What is this?" And I'm going, "Man, what is that?"
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all night.
It's a song that you probably check every song list for every band in America and probably in around the world, and they've probably played What I Say. I know I did in several bands, and probably would still play it if I had the Ray Letts.
Ray would later call on his encyclopedic memory as a DJ, but he wanted to be a musician first. He moved down to Austin in the early 60s with a few buddies, and together they played frat parties and mixers. After a few years, Ray moved back to Dallas, and that's where he met Jimmy Vaughn. Vaughn remembers seeing Ray's Dallas band on the nightclub circuit, and he was impressed by Ray.
You know, he knew all that stuff. Like, he knew all the coasters and ballads and all kinds of different stuff. His band could have played in Vegas or something if they wanted. He was very cool. He was always cool. And just like he taught Austin about, you know, Little Richard and Jimmy Reed and Chuck Berry and, you know, before he came here, he was that way with us. And he was just sharing what he liked.
By the late 60s, Paul and Jimmy and other Dallas musicians had moved back to Austin. Most Dallas clubs wouldn't hire white blues bands anymore. As Paul Ray told a Views and Brews audience in 2011, they were also attracted by Austin's counterculture.
Well, we came down and played at the Vulcan Gas Company, and that had a lot to do with it. And it was this wonderful little town that had a scene, had some great musicians, had, as Eddie Wilson said, cheap pot, cheap rent, you know. And so this is the only place we could play that music. And anybody, we had about 200 people that show up, you know, whenever we play, but they were all friends from Dallas.
In the late 60s and early 70s Austin, psychedelic rock and progressive country were the dominant sounds. Paul Ray helped spearhead Austin's blues scene, first with a band called The Storm that featured Jimmy Vaughn and Doyle Bramhall and other folks. This was a rough and tumble music scene. The Storm often played the notorious One Night, a biker bar with a coffin for a door.
Okay, the One Night was at 8th of Red River, and it was bikers and hippies, which meant drugs and rock and roll. So one night, my little brother, he shows up down there in a suit with a tie, and the place just went deadly silent. And he's standing at the bar, kind of going, "We're gonna die." And I had to get up on the microphone and go, "They're not narcs, that is my little brother, Junebug." And so the bikers are going, "Junebug, let me buy you a beer," you know.
But it was Paul Ray and the Cobras that set the Austin music scene on fire. Featuring Paul Ray, Danny Freeman, and a young Stevie Ray Vaughan, amongst others. As Freeman remembers, they were a blues band, but they had a wide-ranging sound, thanks in part to Paul Ray's golden voice.
We did all kinds of stuff when I played with him. The whole gumbo of R&B and blues and soul music, but he was like a vocalist. So he was a little slicker than a lot of people.
But the day I see the sun begin to shine. The ways you risk the clouds before my mind. What can I say? Your thoughts and words should be so kind. Ain't blind, it's a bright subtle way.
He really struck me as the consummate frontman.
That's Margaret Moser, the former director of the Austin Music Awards and a retired staff writer for the Austin Chronicle.
He was a little older than the rest of the guys, and he brought with him kind of the imprint of a different era when the guys used to stand up in front of the bands with the suits and they would announce almost review style, you know, the old big band kind of style.
Paul Ray and the Cobras took over Soap Creek Saloon on Tuesday nights, playing three sets of blues, R&B, and soul. Again, Danny Freeman.
We called it the Tuesday Night Cobra Club. It was like hot. That's kind of what put us on the local map, I think.
Austin blues singer and pianist Marsha Ball first met Paul Ray at these Cobra Club nights.
The band was wonderful, and we were there every week. I was there every week. The Cobra night was one of those things you didn't miss.
Margaret Moser.
They're all such a conglomeration of excellent nights of being able to dance your heart out.
I should be on that dusty road, looking for something going my way. I'm getting weary from my heaven, Lord. My home, it's silent and lost.
The Cobras were voted Band of the Year in the Austin Sun in 1977, but throat problems ended Ray's singing days. So he returned to his first musical love, spinning records. KUT DJs Bill Bentley and Pat Crumhorn invited Ray to guest host their Saturday night show back in 1978.
And me and Bentley and a guy named Mike Leet got together and brought all our records down there and a pint of whiskey and started playing blues records on the radio in the middle of the night. And it worked so well that one of the acting program directors put me on the payroll, taught me how to run the board. And the rest is trial time.
It's trial time. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
And funny enough, the name was a complete accident.
Bentley named it. He didn't even know that was a song, Trial Time. He just thought that was a clever, felt like a radio show. And I brought in the record and played it. He said, I didn't even know this existed.
Twine Time went weekly in 1979, and for almost 40 years, it's been the de facto soundtrack for Austin's Saturday night. Occasional specials celebrated everything from Elvis's birthday to gospel music, all fueled by Ray's knowledge and his passion and a music collection that numbered over 5,000 records.
The music was great. It just needed a forum and somebody like Paul to present it.
Jay Trachtenberg is a KUTX host with over 40 years of radio experience.
I mean, I could go on there and do the same, play the same stuff, but it's not Paul Ray doing it, you know. And Paul, you know, Paul had the magic.
Every Saturday night, tonight we're dancing. At least I hope you are. You know, we got down on that one. We're going to get way down, see if we can get thrown out of the dance here. What do you think? Can you do the dog with Rufus? Oh!
Come on, babe. Do the dog. Do the dog. Do the dog.
A lot of times I'd run into Paul and I'd say, you know, Paul, I've heard that song 100 times, but I haven't heard it in a really long time, and it just sounded great. So... and that's kind of stuff would happen all the time.
Ooh, I bet you wonder how I knew. I'm sure plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know that I heard
again, Jimmy Vaughn.
He would do the greatest shows. He would come up with the greatest shows, the themes. Like one time he did all Jimmy Reed for like 4 hours and never ran out of Jimmy Reed songs. And it was just cool. And you could drive around your car or at home. Everybody listened on Saturday night.
Right alive.
Margaret Moser.
My husband told me that, he said, you didn't go into a kitchen in this town in the 80s in the evening on Saturdays without hearing Paul Ray's Twine Time coming out of the back.
It's all Elvis and it's all on Twine Time, KUT. In Austin, this is Paul Ray till 9 o'clock. We're playing Elvis Presley tonight, Elvis's birthday party. It's exactly what it is. Maybe we'll make an annual event or something all in one night.
Marsha Ball.
It wasn't just the music that he played, but the way he introduced things and the songs that he chose. Sometimes they were your old favorites, and sometimes they were completely obscure. And hearing him talk about the music that he loved so much was, to me, the special part of it.
All right, that's what's happening when you flip and hit records over and play on the other side. She's Fine, She's Mine, Bo Diddley. Let's start at the top. You Bug Me Baby, Larry Williams, written by Sonny Bono and Larry Williams. Check it out. That's the flip side of Boney Maroney. And the R&B charts, Boney Maroney was a number 9 record in 1957. It hit the pop charts at number 14. What's the reason I'm not pleasing you? Fats Domino, the flip side of Blue Monday. Yeah, R&B charts in 1956, a number 1 record on the pop charts in 1956.
My name is Yves Monse. I'm a guitar player and a co-owner at Antone's Record Shop. In addition to playing great records, his personality would always come through. And I mean, you don't really hear DJs kind of talk over the beginnings and ends of songs the way he does.
All right, Sonny Boy Clark knows what I'm talking about. He's doing the Dirty Dog. C-Boy.
It made it more exciting, you know? So it's this great combination of listening to this timeless music and then having the personality that made you love it that much more. And that's definitely what I'll remember most about him.
This is Paul Ray. My guest tonight is Angela Straley. And every year at around Easter time, the Saturday night before Easter, Angela comes in with all these great gospel records. And some people say, well, this is not rhythm and blues. Well, no, this is sort of the flip side of the coin from rhythm and blues. Saturday night and then Sunday morning, I guess. And it sort of fits. A lot of people have gone from...
Mike Buck is another co-owner of Antone's Record Shop and former drummer for the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He hosted Twine Time in Paul Ray's absence over the years. The two shared a love of collecting obscure records.
Whenever we found a big stash of good stuff, we would tell each other after we'd already looked at it ourselves, you know. He had this really great Lowell Fulson record on the Aladdin label that he would play from time to time. It was one that eluded me on the 45. I think it's called Don't Leave Me Baby. It was really a very cool record.
Don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. Don't leave me, baby. Don't slam that door. If you come back, baby, I'll never be about the normal. Well, don't leave me, baby. Please come back home. Don't leave me, baby. Though I'm all alone. Well, my heart is full of sorrow. Take it back where I belong. Yeah, boy.
You know, it's a terrible thing. Even while featuring all of this older music, Twine Time transcended generations. In the 80s, Alejandro Escovedo was an up-and-comer on the Austin music scene. Twine Time captured his attention.
You know, it reminded me of the kind of DJs that I had when I was growing up. You know, the DJs who were more like teachers than actually DJs, you know. They were more than just a DJ. They taught you about music and life and how to live a life with music in a constant.
In the middle of the night. And, of course, the Clovers back then were way too early for the pop charts. And the Spiders, they wouldn't let them on if they'd have bought it. You're the One. They made a lot of records, and a lot of them didn't get on. In fact, they were one of the groups that got their records burned by people in Waco, Texas, and places like that. Didn't Want to Do It was the flip side, one of the records they used to break in protest because it was a nasty record. I love it. The Spiders, You're the One. R&B 1954, a number 3 record. And, of course, they...
Again, Yves Monse.
When I was about, I guess, 14, 15, Gary Clark and I had... We're just getting into playing blues, and we'd hear Twine Time, and that was our radio education, and it was great. I mean, when you're first coming up, to be able to turn on the radio and to hear that.
Oh, smokestack lightning, shining just like gold, but don't you hear me cry? Ooh, ooh.
David Brown interviewing Paul Ray in 2013.
What do you think is the appeal of what you do?
I think it's what I play. It's and what I don't play, and it's the music. I can't remember who it was. Somebody had a little kid that was listening to Twine Time and said, "Well, what do you think?" And the kid goes, "I think you're funny." So, oh, yeah. It's one of these babies that were, you know, born listening to Twine Time. All right. And you heard the intro to Let's Go, Let's Go. Well, let's go. Sorry, Hank.
Even as humble as Paul Ray could be about his show, it had power. Kevin Russell from Austin's Shiny Ribs knew this power firsthand.
It was a January night, real cold, Saturday night, I think I had the night off. And a friend who, he was having car trouble, so he called me and asked me if I could come follow him home. And just to make sure that he didn't break down, because it was like super cold night. There was nobody out, the whole town was dead. It was one of those, you know, winter alert nights. So I came over and followed him home and was listening to Twine Time. And right about Enfield Mopac over there, I remember the moment, the way it looked the night. And Paul Ray played this song by Toussaint McCall called Nothing Takes the Place of You. And I mean, I still get chills thinking about it. That just changed my life, that song, that moment. And so, you know, my mind's just been blown, and it's Paul Ray going, and that's Toussaint McCall. And like, everybody knows that's Toussaint McCall, and they know this song, of course. Just that one song alone, I'm forever in debt to Paul Ray.
I moved your picture from my wall, and I replaced them, both large and small. And each new day finds me so blue. Nothing takes the place of you. I read your letter one by one, and I still love you. When it's all said and done, and oh my darling, I'm so blue. Because nothing, oh, nothing takes the place of you. And I write this letter, it's raining on my windowpane. Need of you, because without you nothing seems the same. So I'll wait until you're home again. I love you, but I'm all alone, and oh, my darling, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you.
Toussaint McCall, Nothing Takes the Place of You. In addition to Twine Time, Ray hosted a jazz show on KUT, and he stayed active in the music scene as both a producer and songwriter. He was honored locally with several Best DJ and Best Radio Program awards, and he even hosted the Austin Chronicle Music Awards for 24 years. But he counted his 2008 induction into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame as his biggest honor.
I was in a room full of some of the best voices I ever heard in my life. They'd come in and they'd have that voice. It didn't matter what they were playing. They could have a little bit of a hillbilly accent to it sometimes. But it was just a thrill to be in a room with these guys.
Institutions like the Armadillo World Headquarters, Austin City Limits, and Antones helped put Austin on the music map. Margaret Moser says Paul Ray and Twine Time are just as iconic.
He absolutely bridged the generations. I mean, I think that he still, you know, one of my friends posted on Facebook that she had never met Paul Ray, but she spent every Saturday night when her babies were little dancing them around to his music on Saturday nights. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that I think that people will remember about him.
Yves Moncey.
You know, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say how comforting it is. My sister was talking about being out on tour for several weeks, and when they were pulling back into Austin on a Saturday night, and the radio signal was just starting to come in, and it was Twine Time, and she was just saying, like, that was a welcome home.
Alejandro Escovedo.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how you have relationships with these people that you don't really know. You know them through their voice on radio, but they cut such a deep path through your life that it's indelible and it'll last forever, you know. So my memories of Paul are always going to be just the best, you know, sweet, and I thank him for all the music he gave me.
Jay Trachtenberg.
It's kind of the sad state of losing another little bit of what's made Austin such a special place down through the years.
Kevin Russell.
He was the right guy, the right place, the right time, and it's beautiful. Synchronicity.
Number six, you've been listening to Twine Time, Flipside's greatest hits. We'll see you next week on Twine Time. It's been a gas.
Thank you, Paul, for all the memories.
Oh, let yourself out, baby. And we're going to have a good time, baby. Because right now, baby, we're going to unwind the twine.
The stories we heard on this show are just the tip of the iceberg. We want to hear your Twine Time memories. Get in touch with KUTX, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or you can send an email to info@kutx.org. This Paul Ray Remembrance has been a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from Rick McNulty, Stephen Rice, Laura Willis, also David Brown, Jay Trachtenberg, Susan Antone, and Matt Riley. I'm Jody Denberg. Thanks for listening. Come on, baby.